Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-9 on the season, losing to the Dallas Cowboys, who have now won 7 games in a row by a final score of 35-10. All 10 of the Browns' points coming in the first half, the lone touchdown from Cody Kessler to Terrell Pryor before the first half ended. But for the most part, it was all Dallas all the time as the Cowboys put 5 touchdowns on the board. Rookie Ezekiel Elliott ran for 2 of them. Dak Prescott threw for 3 as those two dominated the Browns' defense. When you look at it at the end of the game, it was basically domination. The Dallas Cowboys had the ball for 40 minutes. The Browns had it for 20. The Cowboys converted just about every third down, 9 of 12 on the day. The Browns only converted 1 third down on the day. In terms of total yards, it was the Cowboys over 430. It was the Browns just over 200. So basically, they could do whatever they wanted when they had the ball, and they possessed it for two-thirds of this football game. Defensively, Jamie Collins came in, made a lot of tackles, but the impact was not enough, obviously, as Dallas was able to march up and down the field in the first half and the second half here today. For the Browns, it will be back to the drawing board, and they have to get ready quickly to take on a Baltimore Ravens team that is coming off of an impressive victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night on the road. It will be a tough environment for the Browns, but they're going to have to get ready and still go out there and find a way to try and get their first win. Again, the story at First Energy Stadium, too much Cowboys, 35-10, and the Browns still in search of their first victory.